You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow. Lean on me.
Bonded Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all you can eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Lighthouse Central Florida does not just provide services to people who are totally blind. We offer services to individuals of all ages with any degree or vision loss. Whether you are born with an impairment or develop one during their life. Whether it's picking out clothing in the morning or reconfiguring your kitchen so that you can continue to cook in a safe way. Going to the grocery store or just navigating your community in a safe way. Lighthouse can help you remain independent and live beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Serving Orange, Seminole, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida today at 407-898-2483. That's 407-898-2483. Are you blind or visually impaired and love to travel but hate trying to find your way back to your hotel room? Do you get frustrated trying to find your table in a crowded restaurant? Are you ever left searching for your favorite backpack? Let Foresight Augmented Reality FAR remove those obstacles and enable you to accurately find your desired location or belonging with your own FAR personal Bluetooth beacon. Get distant indicators as you count down to your destination. Travel or enjoy a night out with confidence and independence. Download the free FAR Vision app today on Google Play or the App Store. Buy your own FAR personal beacon online at foresightar.com or call 888-286-0075.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And a good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Ross Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
And don't forget, when you order online, enter promo code HOLIDAY15 for a 15% discount.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But
this is the Blind and Beyond radio show with executive producer Glenn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your house. That's right. This is your house. This is your show. And I'm welcome. Yes, I do welcome you. And I'm very thankful that you allowed us to come into your home tonight. This show is all about Christmas. That's right, because today is the 23rd of December, 2018. We got a great show for you today. Before we get started on the Blind and Beyond radio show, if you don't know what you're listening to, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Let me introduce you to the young lady on my right, my better half, the smart one in our family, Lynn Golder, co-host.
Hi, everybody. Wow, it's a year later. I can't believe it, the Christmas Eve show. Right, Chris? With your family was here, and Bambi and Nina. Remember?
Oh, you know, I'm thinking they were on their way now. I'm sorry. I got caught up. I'm thinking this to last year, this year.
Unbelievable.
Wait till you get my age.
Well, welcome, everybody, to a year later, and here we are, right before Christmas.
And to my left, my buddy, my other co-host, Gary Sinclair.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everybody!
Good. Aren't we live?
Hoo-ha!
Did you rehearse those?
Yeah, no. And behind the scenes, the one who produces, and without him, there's no show because he's the engineer. I think his name is Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw, you there?
Oh my! Y'all can do this without me. You can do this in your sleep.
Oh, yeah.
And right next to Chris Shaw, the beautiful Charlotte Massey.
Hi, Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Merry Christmas to you, Charlotte.
That's right. We're so happy she's here with us.
That's Charlotte.
She's so sweet. Look, she say, Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, she talks very, very
quiet. I wonder if Nancy's listening on her phone maybe for the first few minutes.
I don't know.
Well, give her a shout out.
Nancy, if you're listening, hello there in
Durham.
Durham and Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh.
Okay. Gary, do you have any shout outs tonight?
Yeah. Hello? I got to give a shout out to my grandson, Braden. Merry Christmas. Shout out to my brother, Gary. Merry Christmas. Shout out to Big Mike. Merry Christmas. And little Doc in Georgia. Merry Christmas. Wow.
I want to wish our son-in-law, Brian, who's in the hospital, and he had major operation on his back.
He really did.
And I hope he gets well real soon.
I hope he's home for Christmas.
You know, I'm talking out my head already.
I know. I noticed.
Yeah, you noticed? Yeah, yeah. From those pills I took. So, folks, You want to call in, which I hope you
hold
do.
On. Say another word.
What?
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
I saw it on his face, Lynn. Gary, yes. I saw it on Mike Fest.
What's
his
that?
Face was finna say, okay, trivia time.
No, not yet. Not yet.
You know what? Speaking of Lighthouse, let me just do a quick PSA. We're going to be talking more and more about jobs as the new year begins in a few days. And Lighthouse would just like to remind you that you need to build up your confidence if you're going on an interview. And so their first workshop for January is all about being comfortable speaking in front of an audience and building your confidence. So they would like you to join their workshop. And you can contact Ginger Oreskovich or Sharon McDonald at 407-898-2483. And do it before January 21st and sign up. So that'll help you get a job.
Folks, for those folks that would like to call in tonight, which I hope all of you do, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that nice and slow. 407-894-1680.
I got something to say, Michael.
Okay.
In my appreciation of the holidays this year, I'm very thankful that the weather held out successfully for me. It's been cold here, but I had my Greater Orlando Council of Blind Christmas party at my house a couple weeks ago.
You did. It was great.
And then last week, I had an AVCB Christmas party near Wise at my house last week, and the weather was okay. It was a little chilly, but we did get to sit out on the patio. The sun came out there. So, and then we got Miss Sheila Young's Christmas party that Michael, Lynn, and I will all be at her house tomorrow evening. That's her Christmas Eve party that she has every year.
Busy month.
Yes, so it's been a busy month. Mm-hmm. And then I've got to go on a diet.
Folks, for those who are tuning in for the first time, wondering what you're listening to, this show was meant to be for people that are visually impaired and blind. I started this show, well, it's going on 3 years now.
Longer than that,
April will be 3 years.
Well, this one, yes.
And when I started the show, I wanted to be the bridge between mm-hmm. the sighted community, the visually impaired, and the blind mm-hmm. community. And I wanted to really folks that are visually impaired and blind not only to have their own radio show, but that we can tell our stories one by one to the people who are sighted and don't know anything about people that are visually impaired and blind. It wasn't that long ago, I guess about 9 years ago, when I was sighted, I did not know, except for Stevie Wonder that I met once, a blind person. Now, well, since we've been doing the show, and I met many, many people that are visually impaired and blind, and I've had a wonderful life since I've been visually impaired and blind. Met some great people like Gary and Sheila, and many other people. And I want to thank everyone out there for listening to radio show. And I also want to say for those people out there that are listening for the first time, call in. Give us a call.
But not on Michael's phone.
Yeah, not on my phone.
Shame.
Yeah,
that should have been turned
and
down,
the phone
Michael.
Number, the phone number to call in
reality is
407-894-1680. We're going to give out some great prizes today.
Right, for Christmas, yep.
For Christmas. By the way, all your Christmas T-shirts have been ordered. They're being made right now. And we're supposed to get them the first week in January to mail them out. So expect, I guess you'll get your T-shirts, I guess, around the second week in January.
You forgot to say something there, Michael.
Yeah.
This show is also fun, educational, entertaining, and now we add employment.
Correct. And for those people that are listening for the first time, you're not alone. If you want to write to us, write to Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I promise I'll answer you. If you want to call us, call in the 407-894-1680. We'll talk to you. If you have anything to say, you want to add anything about the radio show, write to us, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
And if you're traveling during these holidays, please tune us in if you're not on your computer or whatever you can get hold of. You got a telephone, 518-712-0057. That's 518-0057.
We're going to break. Don't go away. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Remember that name. Lighthouse of Central Florida. If you are visually impaired, you're blind, you're sitting there saying, why me? What can I do? You don't have to do that anymore. Call Lighthouse today. They will help you. They'll help you with your mindset. They will help you to get started with your new way of life so you can be like Gary Sinclair, traveling around the country, getting on planes, going on cruises, doing all the things that a sighted person can do. And not only that, they also can teach you about getting a job, and they also have the workshop to give you a job. So don't keep on sitting there in your house doing nothing. Lighthouse. Call today. Lighthouse. The phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. I'll repeat, 407-898-2483. Call today.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind, NIB, and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
At Lighthouse Central Florida, we believe a person of any age can and should seek to fulfill their highest ambitions, well beyond the perceived restrictions of blindness and the vision loss. Serving Orange, Central, and Osceola counties, go beyond vision loss. Contact Lighthouse Central Florida at 407-898-2483 or visit us online at lighthousecfl.org.
Sprint accessibility logo on a white background. Kelly Egan, Sprint Vision Customer Relations.
Hi, I'm Kelly Egan with Sprint Vision, and this is my guide dog, Hope. We're here to share another story about Sprint's commitment to providing solutions so that everyone can stay in touch.
Woman uses a large visual display at her desk. Irenisa Almo.
I am a customer relationship supervisor, and I always want to provide the best customer service to my customers, making sure that they are happy and that they will come back to us.
Irenisa receives a text on her smartphone, then meets a friend for lunch.
Sprint Vision feels the same way. Customer care is our priority. We know how important a smartphone can be in creating independence and feeling safe. We're committed to the best customer care for our customers who are blind or have vision loss.
Sprint is definitely delivering the best customer service out there. They are actually taking their time to speak to people with vision loss, and they are really understanding a public who is blind or visually impaired. They get us, and it's greatly appreciated.
Collage of Sprint Vision users and devices.
Sprint Vision works with manufacturers and the blind and low vision community to deliver user-friendly, accessible wireless devices. Sprint Vision is here for you. Learn more about Sprint Vision devices at sprint.com/vision.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael, You want to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. It's trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time.
It reminds me when you say it's turkey time. It's turkey time. It's turkey time.
Yeah, so what are you saying? Miss Green's not here. I'm not saying turkey time. I'm saying trivia time. Here we go. Tell me who's singing this song. Who is singing this song?
Ooh, every year at Christmas time, smiling, being happy again. Ooh, at Christmas time.
Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to the world. I wish happiness and love. Every boy and every girl.
Okay, who is singing that song? 407-894-1680.
Charlotte, I pulled that up for you, and you said that you and Chris liked that song. Is she on the phone? Oh, okay.
Yeah, she on the phone line. Okay. We blowing up over here now.
Oh, just put it on.
Right.
They must have known what we were going to play.
They must have. You know what? Now that I think about it, I think we did play that last week,
too.
We did?
Yeah.
We did?
Okay. But I don't know if we said who the artist was.
I don't recall.
Yeah. No, I picked it just so Charlotte just wanted to play it. She said you two like it.
Okay. While we're waiting, Gary.
Yeah.
You said you had something in trivia?
Yeah.
What's your name? Greg Lindbergh?
So you want me to put it out there?
Yeah.
All right. This could be difficult. It might not be difficult.
You know what? Let's hold that for a minute.
All right.
Until the people.
He said it could be difficult. Is
it
that difficult?
Not be difficult.
He said, hold on one moment.
Then he goes, hold
that's
on.
That's difficult, right?
This is a show of our own.
Okay, but wait one second.
Go ahead.
Until all the people call in.
Yeah, they're
tie up the lines.
Okay.
So let's answer.
Yep. Okay. One at a time.
Here we go.
Okay, who's the first call on the line? You're on Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is the Christmas show.
Come on, we want to get some presents away.
It's happening, Chris.
It's happening.
Okay, so here's the thing. I think we have Nicole from West Palm Beach, and I believe that Nicole has won within 30 days.
She has.
I believe so. I'm not sure, but and then I have Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia.
Oh, Carolyn.
So, I got Nicole on the phone line. Nicole, haven't you?
Say hi to Nicole.
Say Merry Christmas, Dork.
Yeah, of course.
Nicole, you there?
Yes, I am.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Nicole.
Yeah. I believe it's the crooner, Luther Vandross.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
We're all just like, what?
All right, Nicole, haven't you won within 2 weeks?
Well, it's been the last time I won was on my birthday on the 18th, so it's been a month.
It's been a month?
18th of what, December?
Huh?
When was the last time you won?
Just give it to her. It's
Christmas. Okay. She won.
All right, so we went. Okay, so you just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go.
All right.
Enjoy. Well, Merry Christmas.
And thank you. To listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Thank you. You got it.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I will be, and also my shirt's coming in January.
Correct.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yep, yep.
I'd like to now go to Carolyn from Georgia. Bye-bye. Carolyn.
Carolyn,
you there?
All right, we got Carolyn on the phone line from Brunswick.
Are you calling in for trivia, Carolyn?
Yes, I'm calling for trivia. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Okay.
Merry Christmas,
right there.
Carolyn.
Play the next song for Carolyn. See if she can get Carolyn, get the song.
I haven't heard from Carolyn.
Okay. I'm sorry, a lot going on here.
See if you can hear this song.
When mistletoe and tinsel glow,
paint a Yuletide Valentine. Back home I go to those I know for a Christmas Auld Lang Syne.
Carol, you still there?
She's there. Yes, I'm still here.
Who's could you hear that song?
Yes, but I don't know who's singing that.
All right, then I'll tell you what. Here's, darling, since we love you for Christmas, here's what I want you to do.
We love her. It's not
I know, but we love her all the time. But here's what we want you to do, darling. We want you to hang up, and you can call back in a few minutes because we'll be playing some more songs. And if you know one, call in right away.
Okay, well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We'll be waiting to hear from you again, Carolyn.
Thank you, Carolyn.
We're so happy that you called in.
We've been wondering where you were.
Yep. Thanks for calling in. We love you.
All right. We got Janice from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Janice from St. Petersburg, Florida. How you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
How you doing? Do you call for trivia?
I'll call for the trivia.
Okay. Play that last one. See if she knows who it is.
I think it's Lisa Vandross.
Not this. Not that one. No, we got another one for you. All right. You ready?
Okay.
All right.
When mistletoe and tinsel glow, paint a Yuletide Valentine. Back home I go to those I know for a Christmas Auld Lang Syne.
You think you know who it is?
I'm gonna
give you a hint, Janice. I'm gonna give you one hint. Splish splash, I was taking a bath. Splish splash, I was taking a bath.
That is not fair, Mike. You cannot give her that too.
Oh, you don't know that?
No, I don't. I don't remember.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath. All right.
I know it now.
Beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me. You don't know who that was either. Okay.
Oh, I know who
it is. All right. Well, thank you for calling in, Janice.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We have our last caller from
Alexander from St. Louis, Missouri.
It's the one and only Alexandria.
Alexander.
I'm sorry.
Alexander.
Alexander.
How you doing, Alexander, from St. Louis, Missouri?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to take a stab at the song you just played.
I hope you do.
Oh,
Who's singing it?
I think it's Donny Hathaway.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Okay.
You've done this song about
three
times.
Tried.
Yep.
Well, keep on listening.
Keep trying.
Good try. Keep on calling in.
We've done that song about three times lately, Michael. They should pick up on. I even know it now.
I'm surprised all the hints I gave people.
I even know it now.
All right. Now we're going to go to Gary's trivia.
Okay, Gary. Before we go anywhere, listen, Mike, if you're going to give hints, you just can't give that one line.
Yeah,
you
got to
go splish splash. I was taking a bath.
What am I supposed to do?
All
sing
along
the whole song?
A Saturday night. You gotta keep going. Rubby dub. I got a duck in my feet.
Merry Gary, Christmas. You want to save your trivia? I'm going to read a testimonial.
I'll save a trivia.
Yeah, let me read this. One of our loyal listeners up in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, didn't have access to the phone this
long
week.
Time.
Right. He's a long time long listener time. Way back to 2012.
Don't give it all away.
12,
Lynn.
Right?
Yeah, Lynn, you
anyway, he would like me to read his testimonial about the show. And he said, "Hi, folks. My name is Anthony, all the way from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show is a great 2 hours. I don't always get to listen live, but I know I can catch the program later. I've been a fan of the show since before the show started. What made me go wow was the idea that a blind person can syndicate and do so well with a large market of both blind and sighted folks in the U.S. It's great that you're the bridge between the blind and the sighted communities. If Michael and Lynn won't say it, I will. That it's important for the listeners to support the advertisers. I always look forward to the new shows and the guests they bring on. the great banter between Michael Lynn and their co-host. Thank you, Anthony, and we wish you a Merry Christmas.
That was very sweet, Anthony.
And we know that you'll be listening to the archive show in a day or so, and thank you so much for that wonderful testimony.
Miss you, Anthony. We miss you.
Hey, Anthony. Thanks.
It's the reason why we do this show. It's when people really appreciate what we do. I, for one, I love you all, and I love when you write to us and tell us that you appreciate the show. When you appreciate the show, it makes us even try harder. We love doing things like this. It makes my life worthwhile, to be honest with you, that we can do a show like this and give to people like you that are listening, because it does a tremendous, I guess to say, at my age, you know, I guess all of you know I'm 76, and at 76 years of age, being blind and having all my friends out there that are listening to us and tuning in every week, I love doing all these things for you, because it makes life worthwhile to be able to have friends and talk to all of you. And when you call in, I love it. I love it.
Well, Michael, I want to tell you right now that my trivia question actually has something to do exactly what you just talked about.
Good.
So exactly.
Let's see. Well, why don't you do it? We have
to. Lynn, you almost gave it away a little bit.
I did?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You'll understand in a minute.
Okay.
All right. Michael, Lynn, Sheila, and I have been doing radio shows for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
We started with the Blind Matters radio show, and we did it so long until Michael got sick, and we had to drop the show. We separated for a while. We got back together and said, let's do it again. Let's try it again, that they want us out there. So we did. Now we've been on again for so long. How long have we been doing radio from the Blind Matters to now? Live on air, not with the in-between. How many years would it be? And that was from April and now coming up to this April.
It's amazing. Actually, that's a tough question.
It's amazing.
Well,
I got it.
I think some people would know it.
I got it.
And
Gary, one of the things I wanted to bring up again, what Anthony said, it's great that we're here, but right. The whole key is we would not be here if it were not for our sponsor, Lighthouse Central Florida,
exactly.
And all our other wonderful advertisers that support the show. And that's why Anthony says it's imperative that we support that the listeners support the advertisers.
Well, on top of that, we, by doing the first show, we learned that these people out there wanted a show like this,
mm-hmm.
and kept calling in and kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then the problem happened, and mm-hmm. you know, but we knew we had to come back on the air.
The thing is this way. Here's the negative, though. Here, I'll tell you the negative right now.
Michael always brings up the negative.
Because a lot of people.
He's the devil's advocate.
No,
advocate.
Here's the negative and the truth.
Right.
The advertiser is a special person because basically, they want something to give to the blind community, which is true. But they also want something out of it. They're spending all this money.
ROI.
And they always say ROI, return
ROI.
Of investment. That's what they call it.
That's right.
And the point is, most of the time, a lot of these companies would rather go to a trade show and speak to a couple hundred people than go to on the radio, because the people in the audience, they might not call in, they may not buy, they may not do anything. So the point is, they get more of a return when they go to a small trade show and talk to a few hundred people than they go to a big radio show. And the big radio show is, they don't call in, people don't help the show like us, and that's the big problem. So the point is, we love the people. I mean, National Industry of the Blind, they're so beautiful. They just renewed again. Lighthouse Central Florida, they just renewed. And all these companies.
IOB.
Industries of the Blind out of mm-hmm. Greensboro, North Carolina, just
many,
renewed.
Many. Yeah.
Yep.
So you have people that are renewing. It's true. But then you have a lot of folks that they want people to react. And a lot of folks sitting there in their home, they don't react. They don't pick up the phone. I mean, there's a company called Mr. Lid that have these.
I'm hoping he calls in today.
Yeah,
he's not too busy.
They have these.
I'm in love with that product.
Yeah, my wife loves it.
Yep.
Because,
Gary,
and I do too,
it.
Because I tell you the truth, I have to find a lid. It's all attached. If you're looking for a container, the container is attached to the lid. So it's all together as one. It's great.
Oh, and right now he's got a special. It's called Holiday 15. If you just go to MrLid.com, you get 15% off. Just say Holiday 15.
Now we have a doctor in... That's a wonderful doctor. Jupiter? He's wonderful in Jupiter.
We're going to break
for those people in South Florida, they're crazy if you don't use this doctor. He's wonderful.
Yeah, so we can talk more about this on the
We're going to break.
His name is Dr. Skolnick in Jupiter.
Going to
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind to Beyond. Don't go away. We'll do some more trivia when we come back.
Industries of the Blind, located in Greensboro, North Carolina, is proud of its mission to provide employment to people who are blind or visually impaired, offering opportunity to achieve greater independence. Industries of the Blind is currently hiring blind people for careers in the manufacturing industry. Training provided. Great benefits package for full-time associates. Medical, dental, vision insurance, company-sponsored 401k plans, paid vacation and holidays, supplemental life insurance, and college tuition reimbursement. Relocation packages for newly hired blind associates, up to $2,500. All pay is above minimum wage. For more information, call Laverne Goodridge or Susan Williams at 336-544-3726 or email to lgoodridge at
iob-gso.com.
Visit industriesoftheblind.com.
It's time to tap into the holiday gift-giving season. Be a trendsetter. Tap text and emails and toggle through your phone apps, wearing a keyboard and mouse. Tap wearable device is comfortable on your hand. The tutorial is easy to follow. Tap is fun, fully customizable. Use custom tap maps to activate your favorite app or shortcut with simple finger tap. You can even play mobile apps with tap. Call 818-583-6216 or order online now. Tap this gift idea at tapwithus.com.
Only $179 with free shipping in the USA. Mention promo code BN Radio and receive a special $25 discount just for Blind and Beyond radio show listeners.
Your pet knows where his food comes from, you. And because Purina can trace every ingredient in your pet's food back to their trusted sources, they know where their food comes from too. Purina is committed to improving the lives of pets every day. From puppy and kitten nutrition to aging pets and unique nutritional needs, you can feel confident Purina has high-quality nutrition and just the right food for your pet. And best of all, it's available wherever you like to shop. To learn more about the purpose behind Purina's ingredients, visit Purina.com.
Let's say you're a trombone player in a concert, and you're having some trouble reading the sheet music. It's time for you to play your part. So, with your nose pressed firmly against the sheet music, you begin playing. Your trombone slide hits the music stand, knocking it right into the percussion section, stopping the concert, and everyone stares in your general direction.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right.
You don't have to work so hard to see that sheet music. The Limelighter Music Reading Solution for low vision performers magnifies the music up to 10 times normal size. Press the included pedal to move to the next measure or line of music hands-free. You can even mark up your music scores as you would with a pencil. The practice feature lets you listen or play along as your PC performs the music. You can even compose music in an accessible environment and print it out for others to perform. Visit www.dancingdots.com and select the link for Limelighter to learn more.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. You want to call in, which I certainly hope you do, is 407-894-1680.
Okay, good.
Right now, before we go to trivia, I would like to talk to David.
Our other co-host.
From Orlando. David.
Hey, Dave.
Dave.
Hey, howdy, guys.
Merry Christmas, buddy.
Hey, David.
You guys are sounding good tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Very Merry Christmas. Gary, I haven't talked to you for a long time.
Absolutely,
to hear you there,
yeah.
Bud.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
And, hey, appreciate that. Hey, I wanted to bring up something. You know, you had mentioned about the sponsors being very special for Blind and Beyond, which they are. But I wanted to bring up a topic that friends were talking about earlier today, and that was when you have blind people watching TV, for example, and there's a commercial that comes on, they want you to call the number on the screen rather than just saying what the number is. How yeah. easy is that? They want you to call the number on the screen, which I have no earthly idea what the number is. That I think is nuts. And then the other thing is the commercial where you simply don't even know what they're advertising.
Absolutely.
You know,
where there's no talking. Well, the ones they have no talking, and they have something.
No talking at all.
It gets me.
And to me, the first thing it tells me is they obviously don't want me to buy their product.
Absolutely.
But it could be a pair of jeans. Is something that is average as that. So I thought that might be an interesting topic. People might help me be able to. What is required to get to some of these advertisers to get them to understand what a bad idea that is?
Absolutely,
it's
I agree with you.
Good point, David.
I agree with you. I hate those commercials. I'll sit there. Okay, what did you try to sell me? I had no idea.
Even when they're trying to raise money for a particular, something that could be a good cause, call the number right now. Operators are standing by. Where are they standing by? What's the number? You know, you're going nuts.
Good point.
And well,
so what
you're
you
not
would,
going nuts. I might be going nuts, though.
What are you
well,
thank
you
for
calling
doing
for
the in. Holiday?
Lots.
Lots.
Lots and lots, yeah. Starting from tomorrow, Christmas Eve, I'm playing guitar at the church. Christmas, we're going over to her sister's house. And then the following day after Christmas, we're getting together over at my sister's house with my brother and stuff. So,
wow, you're busy.
Yeah, it was a busy day today, and last night played at Maxine, so it's nonstop till about Thursday.
You're in great demand.
But that's a good problem to have.
That's
you know?
Right. You're so talented.
Spread that cheer there, David.
Well, thanks for calling in, David.
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
buddy,
and Brenda.
You guys.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going back to trivia time.
Well, you want me to finish mine there, Michael?
Yeah, let him finish.
Wait 1 second. 1 second.
Splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub. Thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub and put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around
my
head.
Okay, now going to his Christmas song. See if they know it. That's the biggest hint I can give. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. And if they don't know, then what can I tell you?
Back home, I can't believe that's the same voice.
Same voice.
I know for a Christmas Auld Lang Syne. And as we gather around,
got 30 seconds to call in.
Our voices are
407-894-1680. Who was singing that song? In 30 seconds, I'll tell you who it is. Okay, Gary, go back to what you're saying.
All right, let's take 30 seconds. Now, I done gave you the trivia question of how many years have we been on air total between the two shows. And I'm going to give the answer now because it might be tough, but you're going to benefit because I'm going to put a bonus at the end of this one. We have been doing this show, the four of us, for 5 years total now, coming up 5 years. But the bonus is in April, that will be the time of 5 years. I will come back on the air and give you a trivia question, say, how many years have we been on the air? And if you can't get a box of donuts out of that, there's something wrong.
Okay.
That's all I've got
to
say.
Donuts.
Let's go to break on that note.
Okay, folks. Nobody knows the answer to him? Who
Nobody
was singing
called.
That song?
Nobody got it.
Nobody
think
called in. I'm going to give it the answer. Bobby Darin. Shame
Dean
on you.
Martin
Bobby Darin. My God. He's been around for years and years. Had many hits. He was married to Sandra Dee. Bobby Darin.
I thought he was married to Dolly Parton.
No. All right. Let's move right along.
Oh, wait, where's that? We're not going to break. What am I talking
about? Yeah, we just came off a break.
Don't listen to me.
Yeah, we got 8 minutes. Okay. I got you.
Okay. So let's go to another trivia. Back to Christmas songs.
Christmas presents. Here we come.
I know one person that's going to get this. I know one person that's going to get this.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 50-foot convertible to light blue. Well, I'll wait up for you, dear. Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Okay, so who's singing the song? 407-894-1680.
Wow, we're waiting for that answer, Michael.
894-1680, yes.
I'm going to throw some memory back in here again. It just struck me. Years ago, on the Blind Matters, we actually had, listen, everybody, we had the Christmas show broadcast from my house. We did a Christmas show, right? Remember? Michael?
Yeah.
Remember that? We did a live Christmas show at my house, if he was still around here today, he usually did it. Charles, what did Charles used to do for us on Christmas?
Have a very deep voice and talk like this?
No, he used to tell us a Christmas story. Remember, Lynn? Michael?
Yes.
Remember? That was really pretty cool at Christmas time. So everybody got quiet on me. What's going on?
So what's the issue?
Nothing. I'm just remembering old times, bringing back old times in my head, you know. That was a lot of fun when we did that show that night. And we had Joe there from Pompano.
You know, you were thinking, I'll tell you something I was thinking about. It's wonderful that this show existed. But we lost a few people that were great to this show.
Yes, we did.
And the old show.
Yep.
There was a young lady that I used to adore.
Mm-hmm.
Patty, we're talking about Patty.
And her birthday is on Christmas.
And her birthday's on Christmas.
Ah, that's right.
That's right, Patty. And she was a big part of the radio show.
Patty Land.
Patty Land was wonderful. And then there was Joe Pilano.
Pilano.
Yeah.
He died on December 16th.
He was a big, part of the show, Joe. He loved the show.
And we just found out.
And
his
I just heard
died.
His brother just died recently.
Yeah. No, Joe Pilano?
His brother.
Chris.
His
twin brother.
The one that would sound like each other.
Yeah,
he just passed on.
All right, so I got several callers on the phone line. We have Tom from Kissimmee who wants to jump in and say hi to you.
Great.
Tom?
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
You too,
Merry
buddy.
Merry Christmas, Tom.
How are you? How's everybody?
I'm doing fine. Enough Christmas spirit.
Yes. Hey, speaking of Christmas spirit, maybe you can help me out. You guys can help me out here. I was, we were cleaning out the garage today. I have two artificial Christmas trees that I'd like to donate or give away to somebody that needs one, because I don't need them anymore.
I tell you who would probably appreciate to get rid of them really quick for you, and it's the Salvation Army.
Okay.
You'd probably find a family real fast for those Christmas trees.
That's true.
Okay, yeah, I just want to get it out there, and you know, it is the season.
Chris might.
Yeah, they only have one day to get it. That's the problem.
Yeah, I know. I know. But anyway, I just thought I'd get out there and say hello to everybody.
Thanks very much for calling in, Tom.
All right. I'll see you soon.
See you soon.
Bye.
Who's on the line?
I don't know.
Hello. Who's there?
Chris? Don't forget, any part of the show that you miss, any show this year or last year, go to our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
I'm sorry, I'm back. Richard Oliver from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Oh, Richard.
Richard Oliver. Oh, our pleasure to talk to Richard Oliver from Greensboro. Anytime.
Yep. Merry,
Merry Christmas, everybody.
You too, Richard.
Merry Christmas to you, Richard,
Hi,
and
Richard.
Your family.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, we're all good. We're all good. And we're shut down for the week for the holidays. We don't go back to work until January 2nd. So, heck, we're having a good time.
You got snow there? You got snow for the holidays?
No, no. Thank goodness all that went away.
Do you have any special plans for the holiday?
No, most of my sisters are going out of town, so it'll just be us and my mother on Christmas Day. So I'm going to grill some ribs. We're going to have just that non-traditional Christmas this go around.
Nice. That's very nice.
I'm listening to you. I'm jealous having some ribs.
Yeah,
that's
he's having
nice.
Southern-style ribs.
Yeah, you just caught Michael off guard when you said ribs.
Yeah, yeah, ribs.
He's hungry.
And you know, they do ribs a little bit different in Carolina. They
the
ribs
sweet.
Are a little bit,
the
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got a different
yeah.
type
They do stack. A vinegar Ooh. Base, vinegar base to their.
Richard, we well, can't talk over the phone like this we're talking about food.
They'll be on the bone. I'll just be, you know, they're easy, right?
So
on
go.
The grill.
Yeah.
They'll go for a couple hours.
Well, thank you for calling,
thank you so
Richard.
Much for calling in and wishing everybody a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, thank you. All right, so you guys have a great Christmas.
You
okay,
too.
You
we'll
too.
Talk to you soon. Thank
talk
you,
to you
Richard.
Soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Anybody else?
Yes, yep, we do. Yep, we do. Let's go over to Tallahassee, and we're going to talk to another Richard.
Richard.
Oh, Richard from Tallahassee,
Richard. Tallahassee.
Hey, Richard.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Merry Christmas to you and it's Shelly,
Merry
right?
Christmas to yep. you.
Shelly.
Yep.
And was that Madonna singing?
I don't know. Who was it?
No, I don't think we had to know Madonna tonight.
Well, that was her song anyway.
Okay.
Never mind.
Hey,
Richard.
Hey, you got your radio on there, Richard.
Yeah. Should I shut it off?
Yes, please.
There we go.
There you go. We're hearing you double time.
Yeah, no, that was not Madonna.
So how's your? You've had some pretty cold, nasty weather up there, haven't you?
Well, I tell you, we had a couple of days this week when my folks back home in New Hampshire were warmer than we were in Tallahassee.
That's bad.
It was 37 degrees in Lake County. I imagine it's probably in the 20s up by you.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really sad because I figured once I came here, I could put away a snow shovel and now I wonder I get a good deal on them.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Well, sure appreciate you calling in there, Dick.
You have any special plans for Christmas?
Yeah,
we're just gonna stay home and chill.
What are we gonna do? Nah, yeah, we're going over to some friend's house over in some faraway country here. About 40 miles away, 50 miles away.
That's nice.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And it really is, you know? Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for calling in. Appreciate it.
Be safe and have a happy holiday.
Merry Christmas and happy New
Year.
Merry Christmas to all of you and appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you,
we appreciate you.
Say hi to Shelly.
Goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're going to break.
We're
going to
break. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
Are you looking for a career? Contact National Industries for the Blind. NIB and its nationwide network of associated nonprofit agencies employ thousands of people who are blind or visually impaired in a variety of career fields. NIB offers a wide range of career opportunities for every skill level in manufacturing and professional service sector. Our goal is to match your skills and passion with rewarding careers and progressive work environment. At NIB, it's not just a job, it's a mission. Visit NIB.org/careers for information about open positions and NIB's award-winning professional development and training programs. National Industries for the Blind, a great American workforce.
You know the best part of the day is when you get to spend time with your pet. And Purina knows that. Purina also knows pets like yours have unique nutritional needs. That's why they offer a wide range of products so you can choose a food that's right for your pet. And with Purina Nutrition, you can help power your best years together. To learn how Purina's approach to nutrition can help impact the lives of your pet, go to Purina.com. Purina pet food is available anywhere pet products are sold. Purina, your pet, our passion.
Does this sound like you? Hi, Chris Shaw here, and this is my everyday household. Clutter kitchen cabinet filled with storage containers with lids that don't match? Yep, sound like you too. I'm not the only one. Well, look no further. Mr. Lid, a smarter choice container. Patented attached lids for your total convenience. Never search for another lid again. Great for food storage, arts and crafts, and everyday storage. And the good part about it is dishwasher safe, freezer safe, microwave safe, BPA safe, and most of all, it's made right here in the U.S. of A. Put a lid on it. Mr. Lid container is available at your convenience at Shaw's, Market Basket, Amazon, Raw Stores, Bed Bath & Beyond. Mr. Lid Food Storage, done smarter. Learn more at www.mrlid.com.
And don't forget, when you order online, enter promo code HOLIDAY15 for a 15% discount.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and I'm your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-6080. We have Jim on the line from Kissimmee, Florida. Jim, you back from Philadelphia?
Hey, how are you? Wish all of you a Merry Christmas,
you
happy
too,
holidays, and season greetings.
You,
and to you, Lynn, Chris, and Charlotte, and listeners, and I hope and pray for the new year that all the divisions we have in this country, all the, any family divisions are repaired, because I want to see my family. And, you know, I have a few uncles that are in their 80s, and we're all so close. And I think of those people that over silly reasons that aren't that close. Pick up the phone over the holiday, call somebody that you might have had a difference with, and try to repair, because life is too short.
Life is definitely too short. That's definitely right.
I think I read something to that effect a few weeks ago.
I had a good experience up north. I went, my brother-in-law and sister took me to the Amish store. It's amazing, the stuff they make by hands, the crafts, desserts.
Reading Terminal?
What?
You go to Reading Terminal with the Amishes?
No, I'm talking about the one in Ben Salem.
I'm not familiar with that one, Ben Salem.
Yeah, but they have, but they make their own homemade pies. They make everything, and from scratch, crafts. It's really nice, and of course, those cheesesteaks are good and everything. So you know, but anyhow, yet our boys won by 1 point today. It was a nail biter.
It was not 1 point. No, they won. It was
30-29.
Yeah, by 1 point.
No. It was 32. They had 32.
It was 32-30.
I'm sorry.
Yep. Well, my brain isn't working too good. I'm over 60. What can I say? But so just want to wish all of you a happy New Year. I mean, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and call you again.
Well, same to you,
Jim. Same to you.
Take it easy.
Keep on listening.
You said 32-30, Mike?
Yeah, 32-30.
That's my pant size.
Wait a minute.
You wish.
Listen, here's what needs to happen for the Philadelphia Eagles to make the playoffs. My boys play Minnesota Vikings on next week. Minnesota Vikings need to lose or
that's true.
Tonight game with Seattle Seahawks as well as next week game with the Seattle Seahawks. They need to lose both games in order for Philadelphia to make the playoff run.
Oh, Seattle's got to lose two games?
Yeah, two Seattle losses. They got to lose two games.
I didn't know that. I only thought Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota got to lose one or Seattle got to lose. Seattle got to lose two games.
Okay.
So it's real tough around here nowadays. This is the type of the year where it gets a little haywire and people get a little cranky on the playoff berth. But you know who is in?
I'm listening.
The Chicago Bears.
Okay. Is anybody calling for trivia?
I got a caller calling in now. We're going to find out roughly in about 30 seconds.
Okay. You know, you folks out there.
But in that 30 seconds, we'll probably be ready to take a break because it's the top of the hour.
Okay. Well, before we go to the top of the hour, tell those people, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And you know what? Life is too short. Really is. So if you know somebody that you had an argument with, just call up and say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Don't have to worry about your pride, because that's what happens when you worry about your pride. You know, I'm not calling. Let them call me first. You know what? If you ever were friends, my answer is forget your pride and just call up. Forget your pride. Just call up and say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. That's all. You start it. Give yourself a Christmas present. Just call up. We're going to break. Don't go away. Talk to you after the top of the hour. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Bump, 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 do-ba-do.